just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the breakdown edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule 3, the breakdown edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. See, so we're just about. I want to be a baller, but I'm not that good. Right. Also, joining us, as always, B3 Exponent. He's singing.
Yeah. That's the hardest beat ever, man. And then you go with a little Exponent 5. Do you remember?
Also joining us for the first time in a long time, Mr. 315.
Woo!
Da-da!
Oh, that's John Cena, baby. That Thugonomics.
I knew that sounded familiar. All right, also joining us is Rocky.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
Rocky. And last but not least, the special guest for the second week in a row, Smoochie. We're getting them random songs from Smooch.
Look, man, I'm just glad to, you know, be a part of it. I get it. Man.
We're glad you're here, man. Hey, shout out absolutely. What you do. Shout out your podcast.
Your handle and everything.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that helps listen to the Legion of Greatness Network. You check us out on Facebook, Legion of Greatness Radio Network, man. Thank y'all. Over 20,000 worldwide listeners, man. Shout out to the Herb Nerve himself. I call him Mr. ESPN. Helps me do it. Baller's Life podcast on Wednesdays. And thank you, everybody here, man.
And really now the Breakdown Sports Show is a proud member and follower of your show.
Man, that's definitely.
I went back and listened to a lot of y'all stuff. Y'all are cool, man. Y'all are funny. Y'all give a lot of good knowledge. I love it.
Y'all some cool people, too, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're hardworking.
We're hard workers. All right, what do we got on tap, Rock? ESPN preview. AFC East.
Well, before we got that last segment, you know, of course, we talk about David Gettleman. Tweet us at BSS Carolinas what your thoughts is about David Gettleman getting fired. And also, we're proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC. The only
man,
one that matters.
That is lovely. I love it when plan comes together. And, of course, we are at the Connecticut Squirrel Broadcasting where
you make those dreams come true.
Y'all, a little bit. We're getting
GoCSB.com or call 1-800-TV-RADIO.
That's there you right. go. And anybody else that wants a sponsor, like Deer Park.
And Cody Zeller, unofficial sponsor.
We are sponsored by Deer Park, D-E-A-R Park.
The QT wants to shout us out. Yeah. I always give y'all free plugs with my drinks every week.
That's
and
right.
I could use some free ones.
You get some sponsors.
That's
Pepsi.
Right.
Get some in the Carolinas.
Get some we bartering up in here.
Hey,
and Bojangles, the greatest sweet tea in North Carolina.
Popeyes.
McDonald's.
Whatever.
Popeyes.
All right, we're going Bojangles. Listen, I'm trying to get a membership.
Listen,
I'm trying to get a sponsorship.
Listen, say one for the educational breakdown of the sweet teas here
absolutely.
In Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some expert on. I don't know who.
Sweet tea
about
guru.
Sweet tea. Yeah. All right. Let's get into today's show. We're going to preview the AFC East, but we're also doing You got your questions, yes, and you got your rant. We're going to try to get into at least one of the top fives.
Yes.
We'll get into today.
It's first, a short rant, but I'm pretty sure it's going to cause a little fire.
I'm sure it will. It always does.
I like that. Controversial.
That's right. First, let's get into the AFC East, or the AFC Patriots, as it's been called for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots added Brandon Cooks, Stephon Gilmore, Lawrence Guy, David Harris.
Ridiculous.
What, who they added?
Yeah.
Yes. Rex Burkhood.
They're drafting early.
Plus, they drafted two defense ends and two offensive tackles. And they re-signed Dante Hightower.
Don't forget Coney Ealy.
Thank you. They did lose Logan Ryan, Chris Long, Martellus Bennett, and LeGarrette Blount. First of all, give me three things the Pats have to do to repeat as Super Bowl champions.
I love how we just say repeat a Super Bowl, not win the East.
No, we're not saying win the East.
Well, that's over.
They're the team in the East. We're just, all right, you're winning. We book it. And don't give me Tom Brady has to stay healthy all season.
They need to show up. They need to play the game. And then they need to go home after the game because they're going to win.
I love your inside
95%
analysis.
95% of them.
Thank you, Jay Glazer.
It's not that complicated for them.
They need their defense to be as good as it was at the end of the season last year. I mean, if they can continue with good defensive play, and, I guess they keep a solid running game, they're going to be all right. And I guess find a way to get Brandon Cooks involved in an intricate part of the offense, if he really even needs to be. I mean, how are you going to be one of the best offenses and then add Brandon Cooks is just – it's just stupid.
Show up, play the game.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's make sure Tom Brady doesn't break his leg. But you know what? Even if he breaks his leg, I got a good feeling they could probably still win the East and win the AFC.
And win the Super Bowl.
And win the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I want to congratulate New England for finally having a black person at wide receiver. I mean, they have not had one in 20 years.
They had one last year, number 19.
Who?
Mitchell?
Brandon LaFell.
Randy Moss.
Ocho Cinco.
That don't count.
He don't count.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
You got there and sat the bench.
He did.
A black guy that we recognize and not 19.
Right, 19, that's what I'm saying. Right. Somebody that's actually deep.
Not like when we see him on TV, like, who?
Yeah. So anyway, but congrats to New England for finally.
I love how, you know what, that's funny out. I love the racial dynamics of them, though, because it does crack me up. Anytime you are watching, like, really any team and a white dude steps up to play receiver, you're like, well, who the hell, who is that?
Yeah.
But then a black dude steps up as a wide receiver on New England, you're like,
who is this guy?
If you ask people in Charlotte who their favorite receiver is, Brent Burson. Because he never plays, but he's a white guy.
He catches five passes
and he went
a game.
He went to Wofford.
Or five passes a year.
Who's in Cowboys? Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley is a baller.
He is a baller.
How many receptions did he have last year? 100? 115?
85, 90.
That's right. Jason Witten had 100 receptions.
Yeah, but he's a whole lot better than Terrence Williams, which I don't know why we re-signed. It was
really?
A bad move. Yeah, we.
I love Terrence Williams. You don't like
Oh, God, there it is.
Oh, we got Cowboy bait.
Cowboy Civil War.
Is it Cowboy bait going on?
Terrence Williams, Mr. I run inbounds, not out of bounds.
Hey, I did. Hey,
I'm just saying.
I know. But anyway, we won't get into that today. We'll talk about it later. But anyway, going back, for me, the three things the Patriots got to do, James White's got to step in and be that number one running back this year that he was in the Super Bowl.
Does he need to be?
Yes. I mean, they need – because who else is that running back now? Burkhead?
Rex Burkhead.
Deion Lewis.
Deion Lewis,
yeah.
And their game plan is going to change week to week depending on who they play.
Right.
If you can't stop the run, they'll run the ball. If you can't stop the pass, they're going to throw the ball.
Over there with Dink and Dunk you to death.
Exactly. That's true. Well, I mean, you got Brandon Cooks to be a great Dink and Dunk.
Yeah.
The next thing, just let the defense play. I mean, because you got two of the best corners playing on the same team this year, Gilmore
Ridiculous.
And Malcolm Butler playing back there. Plus, you brought back Hightower.
And Coney
Plus,
Ealy.
Coney Ealy is going to be a – I'm telling you, he's going to be a star in New England.
Yeah, he is.
Because they're going to know how to use him situationally, which we couldn't do for some reason.
That dude is like – a Cam Newton actually jumping on a ball away from a Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
And the last thing, the kicker needs to make – Gostkowski needs to make the field goals. That's it.
So that's a lock. Gostkowski don't miss.
No, I know. I mean, what else you want? What else can you say about the Patriots?
I think it would be easier to come up with what can happen to make them not win.
When you get Madden 18, you can't pick the Patriots. Nah, that's the only team you are not allowed to play with.
Just like you couldn't be Golden
now,
State on 2K.
Exactly. No. You notice the question said, how do they repeat as Super Bowl champions?
Not if
the Madden curse does not have to be in effect.
Oh, there you go.
The Madden curse does not have to be. It should like totally
that's
not
the one
be in
thing
effect.
They need. Avoid Eli in the Super Bowl, right?
No. Yeah, avoid that.
That's how it's been looking. They want no parts of Eli. None.
That's and they crazy. Never play. They never play the Giants in the regular season either.
Except for that.
Except for the undefeated season.
Yeah,
and that was it.
And yeah. They beat. It was a great game though. The end of the year.
Yeah,
because both teams were playing.
Yep.
But, and then you know.
So yeah. Is it for y'all already going out on limb saying they're repeat no matter what?
No.
No.
I'm not gonna say that because the NFL is crazy, but they are the heavy favorites.
They will be. They will be around.
You I will say they're gonna make the Super Bowl.
Well, you know the favorites for the Super Bowl again was the same as last year. It was the Cowboys and Patriots are the favorites again. So we'll see.
We hope.
Your running back got to stay. Keep his head right. Go hang out with Dak.
Literally.
Dak really? Is a model citizen. Go hang out with that.
He's a true cowboy. No. All the most of the Cowboys Hall of Famer has had some encounter with Johnny the Hall. Police.
No.
Dak might be the wrong dude for that.
No.
Actually, he got knocked out. Didn't he get knocked out?
Yeah, Dak, who Zeke needs to hang out with is Dez. Go hang out with Dez because he's got so much security around him, nobody gets to him.
Yeah, Dez still has a curfew.
So
Dez is smart.
Dez.
He listened to Chris Carter. Right. He got a fall, man. He going to be all right. That's
right. You pay this guy to take the fall for you. That's what you do with him.
All right, moving on. Miami Dolphins. Additions. This would be exponent's favorite team. Lawrence Timmons, Ted Larson, Nate Allen, Jermaine Bushrod, draft picks for Charles Harris and Tankersley, a cornerback. They did lose Deion Sims, Deion Jordan, and Mario Williams is still unsigned. What's the record for the Patriots?
13-3.
Maybe at least
15-1.
Wow. You know what? That's not even a bold statement. I'm like,
okay. I'm going 14-2.
I'm going undefeated.
You're going
16-0.
They only got two tough games.
14-2.
That's the Bucs and the Raiders.
You got 14-2.
I got 14-2.
I didn't even look at their schedule.
They'll lose to the Bills once, to the Jets too.
They always seem to find a way to lose.
They got the AFC East twice.
Not these Jets.
Then they got the Bucs. Yeah. of course, Falcons are choke. Denver.
Pittsburgh has no answer. They've been beating Pittsburgh for years.
Yeah.
No, because here's what will happen. They'll let Pittsburgh beat them in the regular season and then embarrass them in the postseason.
Like always.
Let Mike Tomlin feel like he did something and then just make him look stupid.
I remember opening night 2 years ago. They beat the hell out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It depends on what Bill Belichick says. Bill will be like, let's lose today. They'll be like, all right, we'll lose. If I want to go undefeated, Bill might do that. Yeah.
I think Tom wants one undefeated season. I think that's the only blemish on his record, and that's what he keeps driving for, to be undefeated and win the Super Bowl, man.
The only in the AFC, and I'll talk about it later, I think the Steelers are one team in the playoffs they don't want to play. Because I think the Ravens are done.
Raiders.
Oh, Raiders? Raiders
yeah, I think
are done.
The Raiders would
Raiders
be a better game.
Come on, dude. That defense is horrible.
And I keep hearing about
their defense is horrible. You see their defense, besides one person at defense who didn't show up in Houston, they were horrible last year.
But this is not gospel.
Yeah.
This is not gospel. But they're really trying to go after Calvin Johnson.
I saw that. I mean, I don't know.
The Raiders?
Yeah, the Raiders. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he ain't coming back.
I mean, two seasons out the league, then try to come back. That's hard.
At that position, too?
They already got one guy who's been out of the league for a year, so. It's called the old timers.
Yep. moving to the Dolphins. Give me three things the Dolphins need to do to win the division.
Go better than 13-3.
Tom Brady.
Bill Belichick. Whatever.
Give me something real.
Jay Ajayi better keep running for 200 yards a game.
Jay Ajayi.
Yeah.
And Ryan Tannehill needs to progress again.
And he needs to go to Landry, find him early and often every single game.
And that expensive-ass defense that they spent all this money on. needs to actually be a top three defense.
They're one receiver away from being a consistently good team.
They'll be solid.
I'm going to give you one name, and Devontae Parker. He needs to step up and be that.
Oh, I like
Parker.
Yeah.
He needs to be for
them. Don't get caught up in the Julius Thomas thing, because I already told you last week, he's a bum. He's a bum.
They did get Julius Thomas.
We'll see.
Julius, yes.
Bum.
Their quarterback is the biggest bum. Yeah. That's their main problem.
Yeah. You should love him. He got Cam paid.
He didn't get me paid. Why should I love him?
I don't care about Cam either.
He got Cam paid. So if it wasn't for his $100 million contract, he
paid. Damn.
Oh, by the way, I meant to add Dummy of the Week or our Monday Afternoon Blues / Bad Weekends. Mr. Kirk Cousins turned down $53 million.
He's smart for
He's
that.
Smart. He's gonna make.
But you know, you know how much San Francisco's gonna offer him next year.
Oh yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
So it's gospel. It's like he's really gonna just, you know, do what he can for the Redskins this year.
Oh yeah,
stay healthy.
I love Kirk Cousins.
I think he's man.
Oh, he's fire.
He's the smartest quarterback out of all of them. Take these franchise deals. Yeah, every penny of that franchise deal is guaranteed.
I'm sorry, he's overrated.
He's made.
You're overrated.
You're overrated.
Quit talking about Kirk. Where's my Kirk Cousins?
He's over there.
You're my Kirk Cousins.
He's overrated, man. Because every big game he shows up in that he plays against somebody,
that's my dude. That is my dude.
You know what happens to him? Oh gosh, I fall down.
Hey, you know what? He gets right back up and cashing checks, baby.
Cashing them checks.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll
you know my love for Kirk Cousins, man.
Yes, I know. It's
scary. Hey, you know what? I have no idea why. I just love him. I just think he's awesome.
Because he's a white quarterback.
He keeps.
They're all white.
Only a handful of them are not.
I just
white.
The top 20 quarterbacks of all time are all white.
Yeah,
true. Yeah. All right. Anyway, talking about the Dolphins here. We're not talking about that. The Dolphins. What's anything else they need to do to win this division?
They got to hope and pray that everybody from New England just gets hurt.
It just sucks. It sucks. I mean, it's just look. This division is over. Like, we all know it. And so it's hard. And then we're gonna talk about the Jets. Like, what are we gonna say about what?
Well, no,
how are we gonna
leave the Jets alone? Okay. I got this.
I'm a former Jets fan. Okay, so it's hard for me.
Can we wait until we get to the Jets?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Just wait. I mean, Fitzpatrick's not there anymore.
Miami. I mean, realistically, y'all know wild card spot. Fight for a wild card spot.
I think Miami can make the playoffs.
When is the next time somebody wins this division other than the New England?
When Tom Brady dies.
Yeah. No. When Bill Belichick decides to go home.
Jimmy Garoppolo's still going to put in work.
Bill Belichick needs to leave.
Oh, so, where do you have the Dolphins going?
7-9
7-9?
Yeah,
7-9. Really? 3-1-5?
The Dolphins? 6-10. Ooh. And I'm
being generous. Wow. What's their schedule?
I got them going 9-7.
They got a playoff schedule. They're playing the better teams.
In the AFC, 9-7 makes the playoffs. 9-7. They're making the playoffs. You can put that on there, too. Wild card.
I got them going 9-7.
Thank you.
Really? I think Cincinnati can bounce back. Baltimore's probably going to be a little better, right?
Yeah, I know. He's wearing
– But you know what?
It's a fashion thing, y'all.
I applaud the fact that he's being realistic.
Y'all know my swag by now.
But I'm just saying, I think 9-7. I almost went 10-6.
I'll go 9-7. I could see 10-6 realistic. Honestly, I could see 10-6. Because I think the offense is going to be better. I think the defense will be better. And, I mean – Dude, Julius Thomas. I think Julius Thomas is going to help. We'll see.
What I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
Real high hopes for Tannehill.
Hey,
we said the same thing about Stafford.
That's right.
And he improved
a lot.
Buffalo Bills. They added two fullbacks: Patrick DeMarco and Mike Tolbert. They added Stephen Hoska. From Seattle.
Y'all don't know. They're about to run the wishbone.
Mike Tolbert?
Yeah, like, Mike Tolbert and Carolina? Patrick DeMarco.
And the Falcons, Patrick DeMarco.
Yeah.
The fullback.
Yeah. And they added Micah Hyde. I didn't realize they had Micah Hyde, Leonard Johnson. You're great. cornerback from Carolina.
And don't they still have their running back from Florida
State? They drafted Tre'Davious White, Zay Jones, and quarterback Nathan Peterman from Pittsburgh.
No, he got cut.
But they did add Peterman from Pittsburgh.
And the best thing they did, they brought back the quarterback. I can't even think of his damn name.
Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, they brought back Tyrod
Juice Taylor.
And got rid of E.J. Manuel.
That's right.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the only Florida State quarterback you can rip. Garbage at Florida State.
The thing I did like about Buffalo, they had three black quarterbacks.
They did.
they had three black like quarterbacks.
If you want to root for a team.
Pretty sure that is the only time that's ever happened.
Right, Probably ever.
Yeah.
So
because they had Cardale Jones, right?
Yeah.
Cardale Jones.
They need to give him a look, see what he has.
They did.
He did in the last game.
Yeah, but.
And I then mean, they were like, no.
They were like, oh, no.
He can throw it the entire football field. He just can't throw it to an open receiver.
Yeah.
He's still chasing Rihanna.
Everybody's chasing Rihanna. Him and Joel Embiid.
Yeah. So,
Stop. And she's trying to get with LeBron, so.
Right.
That ain't happening.
She's going for big money.
Yeah, look, couple hundred million short.
Right.
All right. They did lose Zach Brown, Marquise Goodwin, and Robert Woods.
She's a billionaire now or something.
Yeah. And what are the three things the Bills need to do to get to the playoffs? I'm taking the win the division out of it. Get to the playoffs.
Do they need to have Tyrod? They need to play Tyrod Taylor's game. They need
Beat Tyrod Taylor.
Let him run. Let him have fun. He's a running quarterback. I mean – that's just his style. He actually throws better on the run than he does standing in the pocket.
My thing with stuff like that, I was like, my thing is, do what got you into the league in the first place.
Yes. Well, you know guess what? You got Sean McDermott. You ain't gonna be doing that.
No, I don't. Yeah.
They need to play great defense. Sean McDermott should bring that to them.
Mm-hmm.
They got to limit their turnovers because their offense is mediocre at best.
And they need to run the ball because they still got Shady McCoy.
Exactly.
First and foremost, Sammy Watkins got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
He never stays healthy a whole season. And I would know because I got him on my fantasy team every single year.
That's your fault. I ain't done that in 2 years.
Well, it was a keeper league. I had to keep him.
Oh, well.
Ew.
So,
well, that's not a bad keeper if you got to keep somebody. I mean, he
I got him
potential.
And Amari Cooper, so I got to keep him.
Well, yeah, I keep Cooper.
Yeah.
So, the Bills, what do you have them going?
5-11.
Ooh. Well, I got them. You said 5-11, and then AFC East.
Yep,
they'll beat the Jets twice. Miami once. That's three. 6-10. They'll find three other wins outside of the division. They'll find a way.
What you got, Mister 3-1-5?
5-11. Also,
I have 5-11 as well.
It just sounds like the right.
Yeah. It's you know, because I did that. I said, well, you beat the Jets twice.
You beat the Jets.
And you might beat the Dolphins once. You can find two more somewhere.
Like, you struggling then. Like,
I actually see them splitting.
Maybe the 49ers? Are y'all playing the Bears?
4-12.
Hey.
4-12?
Hey. Absolutely 4-12. Hey. They're horrible. You got two fullbacks in the system. Who y'all damn play?
Mike Tolbert?
I mean, DeMarco? DeMarco, fullback?
He could end up playing DeMarco's a little good. Tight end, actually.
Right.
I'm just saying.
All right, now going to the class of the division. The New York Jets.
Still have a Mark Sanchez jersey.
Kelvin Beachum, of course you do.
That's the last winning quarterback.
They added Mo Claiborne, Josh McCown, Quentin Patton, draft picks, Jamal Adams, Marcus May, and your cousin, Jordan Leggett.
That's right, baby, Jordan Leggett. He's legit tight end out of Clemson.
How does Josh McCown keep getting contracts?
Because he's a hard worker.
It's New York Jets.
He's serviceable, right? I guess.
Like, Mo Claiborne, former Cowboys.
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys.
I thought he went to Ravens. He went to the Jets. Hey.
Dude, Toasty? Yeah, Toasty.
Before, at the end of last year, he actually improved, and he was a shutdown corner for some games. And then he left.
Like, the Jets off.
Get your check. And you know what, Mo Claiborne? Go to a team that's desperate enough to pay you.
Yep.
Because they were going to get Revis again for the third time.
And the Jets defense is going to be on the field so much this year. So
get
used to seeing the Jets defense on the field.
All right. So, they lost Ryan Fitzpatrick, Nick Folk, Brandon Marshall, Geno Smith. Unsigned is Ryan Clady, and Nick Mangold is still unsigned, and Darrell Revis.
They're not going to sign him.
Is Matt Forte gone too?
You think Mangold, who?
Is Matt Forte gone as well?
No, he's still back.
He's still there.
He's still there, unfortunately.
He's like 500.
I hate that he went there, man. I hate that he even
went there. When he went there, they thought, okay, maybe. Yeah. They actually had a decent-looking team. But now it's a
trend. Josh, David Harris.
Yeah, David Harris. I didn't add him into the list. What are three things the Jets need to do to win five games?
Pray.
A lot. To every religion.
But there's a lot of Catholics in New York, so a lot of Hail Marys. A lot of Hail Marys.
Pray three. You said three things? Pray three times a day. Three times. That's
three
nine
Hail Marys
prayers.
A day.
Can they have their offense and their defense on the field at the same time playing against the other 11 of whoever they're playing? They need 2-on-1.
Yeah.
Let's just go to records.
So, nothing else?
I got nothing, bro.
All right.
For them, I have nothing.
Y'all better hope Christian Hackenberg is the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's about all they got. Yeah.
Jesus Christ needs to come down.
I'm glad they finally added a tight end and Leggett.
They that dude's going to be good.
They haven't. You're just saying that because, you know.
No, I watched every game and played.
Now we got a Robertson, NBA basketball player in the league. We got Leggett in the football, NFL. We got Goliath Harris's in the NFL.
Hey, Andre, you just got paid. Yeah. How about a little cut? Like,
we ain't 2%. Got no summits nowhere yet. No. Right on that. But the Jets, they can win. I don't know how you win five games.
Really?
You can beat the Dolphins once. You can beat.
That's once.
They'll beat the Bills once.
You can beat
once.
The Bills
they'll
once.
Beat the Bills once.
They
two.
Play the Browns, right?
Wait, let's hope. Let's hope. Drum roll. Drum roll on that.
Okay, that's only three. Where are you?
Wait, hold on. No. We had two. We got to see because the Browns, Cody Kessler might play that game.
Do they play the Browns this year? Who's lining up at wide receiver for the Jets?
Oh, they had like a dude.
Yeah.
Quincy Enua.
Yeah, he's good.
That dude's good.
He did come on at the
so
end
the
season.
Jets are playing the Browns.
Maybe. We hope.
I'd say hold on a second.
Look at that.
I don't think.
All right, here's their schedule. Here's their schedule. At the Bills, at the Raiders, open the season.
Loss.
Home to the Dolphins, home to the Jags. Win, maybe.
No.
At Cleveland, week five.
That's Cleveland
okay.
All day.
That's like, one.
At Cleveland, no.
They
at
can win Jackson.
Cleveland may win that game.
Miles Garrett is
home,
a monster.
Home to the Patriots, at the Dolphins, home to the Falcons.
Loss.
Home
loss.
To the Bills.
Loss.
At the Bucks.
Loss.
Home to the Panthers.
Loss.
They beat them last time.
Home
to the Chiefs.
Loss.
At the Broncos.
Loss.
At the Saints.
Loss.
Home to the Chargers.
Maybe.
Oh.
That's a win.
That's not a win.
No, that's a
Chargers
loss.
Are
Chargers in
much
December
improved.
In cold weather.
Hey.
Ask Cleveland.
Hey.
You can get a win on them.
That's a good point.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling right. you.
Because they're going to be out of the playoff race anyway, hey, so they ain't going to care.
They're not going to be, they're not gonna be out
playoffs,
there.
Baby.
Right, they Sorry. Are making the playoffs. Gilbert. And they're at New England last game of the season.
That's what New England will be going for 16-0.
Yeah.
That's a definite loss.
So we got losses, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to record then, Mr. What you got?
0-16. 0-4. 0 for the season.
Now, don't forget, a lot of people have said Sam Arnold is not coming out this season. He's going to play another season.
He said all four, from what I heard.
That's why I'm getting ready to get
I
to.
I want
to
leave Southern
but,
California.
But though. You know the last time, I didn't know this, the last time Andrew Luck did the same thing,
mm-hmm.
he came back. They had the number one pick. They don't have the number one pick again, and the quarterback's probably going to come out. So they need to play.
I thought
for
it was
like
the Panthers
years.
Who had the number one pick.
It was the Panthers.
It was the Panthers. But they had. It was a year they had the number one pick, and somebody declared they were staying in school.
Yeah.
That's probably that computer.
So what is that background?
That's one of the computers. It should be one of the computers. Anyway, moving on. What you got?
The Jets?
Yeah.
3-13.
You give
the Jets a lot of props.
I give
1-15.
I give them 3.
Well, that
they'll,
hurts
they'll
you.
Get that one.
You know what? I'm going to go 2-14. They'll beat the Browns.
I don't even know about that.
And the Chargers.
I don't even think they're going to.
They're going to upset the Chargers.
They're not beating the Chargers.
That one win late this season at home when they 0-1.
They're going to beat. They're going to beat the Dolphins one time.
They're going to beat the Bills and Dolphins to win two games. They're going 2-14.
I was going to go 0-16, but you stole it.
I already took it.
Do we want to add Josh McCown to this bet?
Josh McCown?
Who gets more wins?
I don't know.
That's still Mike Glennon.
I still take.
I'm good with Brock Osweiler.
You would take. Wait a minute. You would take Osweiler over McCown to get more wins.
Yeah,
McCown's gonna play more than Osweiler.
And the Jets are god awful.
Yeah,
McCown is a proven substitute teacher.
That got hit one time and was hurt immediately. Right, Cleveland? Y'all remember last year? Weren't y'all out there?
Man.
Next week, we will get into the NFC East. So we'll do that next week.
Sorry, Jets fan.
That's a great division right there. The NFC East is so tough this year.
That'll be better to talk about.
Yeah, I know. All right. When we come back, we'll go into AFC East preview.
Good day.